whether we like it or not, it is so easy for any of us to judge a particular situation, starting with judging ourselves. And it doesn't matter whether you are saints or prophets or sages. Until that full realization of that God presence in you is fully realized, you find out that we all make judgments, forgetting that the only one who knows absolutely is God. And there are so many examples I can give. Let's say in the Christian scriptures, Saul, who became Paul, he judged the apostles and all the followers of Jesus, and he was going to do them in. And then Peter, who is the leader of the apostles, judged Paul. Because when that spirit died on Paul and he was blind and they took him there, and when you've lived around Jesus and Jesus has guided you, you're not a small rookie when it comes to spirituality, because that high consciousness has been passed on to you. Even Paul was, Peter was like, this one, what's going to, no way. Because they were afraid that we know his reputation, he's going to come and decimate us. What they didn't know is God has already taken care of that. Or when Peter saw in a vision all the different food or animals in the food, and the spirit said, eat. And he said, there's no way. I'm Jewish. I'm not going to eat that. It's not halal. It's not kosher. The spirit said, whatever God has chosen is fine. Well, we know Job. We've heard the stories of Job. Didn't his friends judge him because they didn't know? Because only God knows. Even Job himself judged himself. Because he doesn't get, he don't know why. Didn't they judge Jesus? If they didn't judge him, they wouldn't have killed him. Even on the cross, even the armed robbers didn't want to judge him, like, well, if you are so great, such a great one, they said, why don't you free us and free yourself? And then the other one said, shush your mouth, you don't know what you're talking about. He's innocent. And there is nothing God can do for us if we keep judging ourselves instead of surrendering to the Spirit of God. So we can go on and on and on and on. In the Old Testament, didn't Saul, King Saul, judge David? And didn't Jesus himself say, judge not, for that which you judge, you shall be also judged. Didn't he write down that, who it is that has never seen, let him take the first, throw the first stone. It's a human epidemic. You think COVID is an epidemic? Oh, he pales comparing to, you know, the judgment we pass on to our humanity. Things happen in our life. It's not something we expect. It may shake us a little bit, we might be frustrated, we might not even like it. But then we start judging, oh, it's because I did this, it's because, oh, I didn't pray enough. You know? Instead of saying, Lord, that will be done, whatever it is. So whether we're having challenges or things are going well, it is okay to surrender everything to God. Let God's will be done. And we will all be better off for it. If there are no judgments, Republicans and Democrats will not be trying to kill each other. You don't even know somebody. Just because they are different from you, you already have judgment. Or LGBT and all of that. Are they not humans? Even cat owners, we judge the dog owners. So I'm a cat owner, I don't deal with dogs. Dogs are too messy, cats are very clean. Even we judge the weather, because we always want what we want. We don't care, but the weather says, okay, I know what I'm doing. I need to bring rain and, oh, I don't like rain and all of that. So this is a simple thing. And it doesn't matter your religion, your gender, your status. The moment you judge, it is God you are judging. And since you didn't create yourself, create anything else except through the power and presence of God, then you need to shush it. Now the story I'm going to read will bring that in. It's a very cute little story. And it tells us how humans, we always do things. Once in a village lived an old man who was poor, but had a very beautiful white horse. The horse was so beautiful that the old man was envied. People were like, wow. Even the horse was so beautiful, even the king wants the horse. One day, so the king saw that horse and sent one of his ministers to go buy the horse. Like, wow, this is awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. So the representative of the king came to the old man and said, offered a very good price for the horse, but the old man refused, saying, this is not just a horse for me. He's like a family member. Good friend of mine. Can you sell your family member or friend? No, that's not possible. Well, we've heard the story here. People love their pets, like they say, that is a family member. Her name is Rosie. So after that incident, after some days, the old man went to the barn where he keeps the horse and saw that the horse was no longer there. Well, like anything else, everybody knew it's a beautiful. So the news quickly spread. Isn't that why they say rumors or bad thing will spread before the good thing has time to put on his pants? For truth has time to put on his pants. And so as everybody heard, so they all, you know, nosy parkers, they all now came to the man's house. Can you imagine an entire village gathered at your house? And here we go. The villager said, you are a very foolish old man. Many people wanted that horse. Everyone knew that someday this horse would be stolen. You could have sold that horse to the king. Now the horse is gone. It's a misfortune. What did the old man do? The old man replied, only truth is that horse is not in stable. He said, that's the only truth. So all this, your commentary and all your opinions doesn't count. So that's the only, everything else you say is a judgment. You're telling me I'm a foolish old man. Don't you know, it will be stolen and all of that and all of that. So calling it a misfortune, you say, how do you know whether it is a misfortune or a blessing? You don't know that. All we know is that the horse is not here. Of course, what did you think the villagers did? They laughed at him and went away to their houses, probably gossiping some more. Say, oh yeah, he let him bury his head in the sand. I guess it's time for some people's bedtime. After a few days, the white horse that they disappeared came back from the forest where it has gone. And it came back with other wild horses who were as beautiful as that horse. Again, the villagers heard about it. They all gathered again and said, you were right, old man. When your horse went missing, it was not a misfortune, but a blessing. Now you have more beautiful horses. You can train them and sell them. The old man replied, again, you are going too far. Just say that the horse is back, and how do I know it? No, if having more horses is a blessing or a misfortune. Isn't there a saying that don't hatch your eggs before they are what? What's that saying? Don't count your eggs before they are hatched. So the villagers are already counting. Oh, you could sell this, you could do that, you could do this. Oh, God, it's a blessing to you. How do you know it's a blessing? So the time passed. The old man's only son started training those horses. After a few days while training those wild horses, the old man's son fell from one of the horses and broke his leg. Hearing this, I guess those people don't have nothing to do. They all gathered at his house and said, you were right. Having more horses is not a blessing. Now your only son is injured because of this horse. At this old age, how will you be able to take care of your son? The old man replied again, don't go too far, so far. It's just that my son's leg is broken. Who knows whether it's a misfortune or a blessing? A month later, their whole area got into, they were fighting a war. All started. Just like the Ukrainians weren't expecting war would start, but it came upon them. So a month later, due to war, all young men of the villages were forced to join the army, because of which all the elders were all crying, oh, our sons are going to war, they may not come back, they may die. At that time, villagers came to the old man and said, our sons are gone forever. Your son's injury was a blessing. At least he's alive and living with you. Do we get this? The old man replied, no one knows whether it is a blessing or a misfortune. Only God knows. So what does this story tell us? Do not judge any situation only by what we see. We never know what's going to happen next. So if your car breaks down and all of that, don't go like, you know, only God knows why that happens. If on your job your boss is getting on your case, don't judge and like, only God knows. And if you don't like your politicians, vote them out, because only God knows. So as long as we have this breath of God in us, let God always come first. No matter what, do not judge yourself. Oh, I'm of bad behavior. No. Because we've had stories upon stories upon stories. People are not supposed to see God, but God blessed them, isn't it? Because if we go by what Saul was, there's no way God would have used him. So may we live in a place of surrendering to the will of God and not a place of judgment. Amen.
Amen. Amen.